It's 45 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR, and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. Right now, I have here in the studio Erin Payne and Yasmin Tompkinson. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Gina. Thanks for having us.
It's so nice to have you here today. Yasmin Tompkinson is the interim executive director of the Cape Fear Literacy Council, and Erin Payne is the outreach coordinator. And they're here to tell us today about next week's 30th anniversary gala, the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. Before they get started telling us about all the fun that's going to happen there, I believe that Yasmin is going to tell us a little bit about the work that's going on at the Cape Fear Literacy Council right now.
Absolutely. Our mission is to help adults who need to improve their reading, their writing, their math skills, and their English communication skills so that they can develop to their potential and be full members of this community. Nationally, about 1 out of 6 adults has trouble with their literacy skills. It's shocking. It really is. And when you look at certain populations, for example, folks that are incarcerated, 60% of adults that are incarcerated have problems with their reading. And so there's a strong correlation between some of the social problems in our country and the lack of skills in that, you know, in the ability to read and to have a good command of and comfort with reading and writing and speaking English.
Sure. I wonder, this may seem like a silly question, but what kind of problems do arise for a person who is not literate?
Oh, it's constant. What's interesting to me, I started out as a tutor at the Literacy Council, a volunteer, and I have worked with some different students over time. They have amazing coping skills. I mean, these folks are actually, they have to be smarter. They have to be more resourceful than the rest of us because they don't have the advantage of being comfortable in what they read. A majority of our learners can read some or can speak some English, but they don't feel confident. They don't feel, confident in what they're going to do and what they're going to say and how they're going to approach a problem. If they get a letter home from their child's school, is it praise or is the child being punished?
It can cause a lot of anxiety.
So much. It takes so much energy all day to hide the problem and to make sense of the full day. I worked with a gentleman who grew up in Wilmington, and we started working on how to break down words. He had never gotten phonics instruction as a child. And so when we started to attack words and look at the parts and how they fit together, it was like a light had gone on for him. And one day he called me and he said, I can read signs now. Like, I have driven by this stuff every day of my life and it's always been there and I never saw it. And now I see words. And I know what people are talking about, and I know where I'm supposed to go. And I don't just have to use landmarks to get someplace. I don't have to turn at the yellow building. I can turn onto the street because I can read the name of it.
I imagine it's like a blur that doesn't even seem like a blur. You just notice this colored background, and all of a sudden it comes into this focus of meaningfulness.
Yes, that's a great way to describe it.
That's amazing.
It is, and it's a slow and steady process. It's not something that happens overnight. Most people who struggle have struggled their whole lives, and I mean, they have incredible coping skills. Mm-hmm. They raise families, they hold down jobs, they participate in their churches. But this gentleman, for example, wanted to be able to read when it was his turn to read at church, and he couldn't yet. And so those were the kinds of things that we worked on so mm-hmm. that he could be as fully participatory as he wanted to be.
Sure. Erin, what kind of problem is this in our area? Like, in our area, is this a big deal? I mean,
well, think we have a population in Wilmington and New Hanover County, about 180,000-200,000 people. 61,000 of those people struggle with literacy, struggle to meet the needs of their lives and their families' everyday lives, and to be fully functional in our community.
That's a wow.
Yeah, 61,000.
So I think you've made your case. right. This is a great. This is a a great thing that you're doing, the Cape Fear Literacy Council. So you're having this gala next Saturday,
March 7th.
And it's the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
Tell us about the gala.
Isn't that great? Yeah. It's going to be at Audi Cape Fear, and they are just a wonderful community partner with us this year. And you're not even going to know you're going into an Audi dealership. It is going to be a true trip down the rabbit hole. And we really are excited about this event. Typical to our galas, this is our signature event. It's black tie, or you can come dressed as your favorite Alice in Wonderland character. But there'll be, your ticket is all inclusive, so you get all the heavy hors d'oeuvres, all drinks, live auction, a very big silent auction. We've got well over 100 items in our silent auction. There are going to be Wonderland games, special magical performers, and lots. And of course, we're going to have the UNC Chapel Hill Duke game on for our basketball aficionados. Can't miss
very
that.
Accommodating.
Yeah. Want everybody to be happy at this event.
but we're going to have hidden magical performers that if you come, you get to see just some wonderful performances.
And then Blivet is playing.
Blivet, yes.
Musicians.
That's one of the best parts. So it really is going to be a fantastic night.
And that sounds really fun. So that's on Saturday night next week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A week from tomorrow.
That's right.
And it's, where is that Audi Cape Fear?
It is on the corner of Racine and Eastwood Road.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And you won't be able to miss us. Mm. They are turning the building purple and green, our theme colors.
Oh.
So you can't miss it.
It's going to just be a beautiful, fun night. And we do have some tickets available still. They're starting to go, but we do have some, and folks could get them at our website, which is cfliteracy.org, or call our office at 910-251-0911.
Wow. Okay. So you do have some tickets left. These things sell out. Don't your galas generally sell out?
Our galas generally sell out. And this year is working its way towards selling out again. So it's great. It's wonderful. And we have
great
community support.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much, Erin and Yasmin from the Cape Fear Literacy Council. It's been so nice having you today. Thanks for telling us about the problem and about your solution.
Thanks
for having us.
It's 12:06.